Now, a couple things are going to happen right now. There's going to be images of baptism, all different kinds of baptism that are going on up here. And you're going to hear the pouring of water. Because you see, today is the baptism of Jesus. And water can be dangerous. There are rules that we need to follow at times with water, floods, tsunamis. Well, one of the rules that I learned early on was when my dad had taken my twin sister and myself down to the creek at my grandpa's house. We were quite young. I don't remember how old. And the rule was, he took us right up to the water and he said, "You are not to go any close to this water. It's shallow, but it can be something that can hurt you." And then he went on to explain the story about when he had driven his tractor through the water and hit the ditch and flipped it over and almost died from it. It became his call for ministry. It was a terrible, terrible thing that happened with water that changed his life. So we have the dangers of water. We also have the joy, the fun, the summer, the pools, the water parks, all of those times that are so much fun. Another time that I remember out at my grandpa's pond, we were having a grand time. It was a family reunion with my dad's brother and sister and the families and my cousins. And on the pond at the farm is a big raft. And on that raft, we had swum out, my cousins and my sisters and myself. There were nine of us. We had swum out to the raft, and we were horsing around and playing. We were older. We knew what we were doing. Now, you need to understand that I have six male cousins, all of which who are older than my two sisters and myself. And these six male cousins are like brothers to me. And so you can begin to see this. We're on the raft in the pond, and the boys decided that it would be really fun to see if we could flip the girls into the water. Well, they had planned this ahead of time because they all lived in the same town, and we had come in. And so they all ran to one end of the raft. Now, they're male, they're all older than we are, and they make AJ look little. So, you can imagine what happened when they all ran over to one corner of the raft. It then flipped Cindy, Pam, and myself off into the water. Giggling, yelling, but fun. The waters can be dangerous with rules, need rules, floods, tsunamis. Water can be joy and fun and hilarious fun times with family. Water can also be an initiation. Initiated being part of God's family, the waters of baptism. The time when I was in junior high, we were on a canoe trip. And I was in the canoe with my friend Andy. And it just so happened that I was in the front and he was in the back. And we were going to the place where we were going to stop to eat lunch. I was hungry. He was just saying, "Let me get out first so I can hold the canoe." It didn't work so well. I got out, flipped him into the water, initiated into the waters of baptism. It can wash away dirt. Thinking about bath times when children were so dirty that you came in and threw them in the bathtub and the dirt that was surrounding the tub, but the washing clean of water. Also the healing of water. When I was riding my bike when I was about 10 or 11, I was showing off and riding around the corner with no hands and fell off and got many stones in my knee. Had to go to the emergency room. But before that, went to the house. Mom cleaned it with water. Well, so did the emergency room, but they also took a steel brush and scraped out the stones. But the healing of water, how water cleanses us and heals things that need to be healed. But think also about the powerful, empowering part of water. Niagara Falls, how the water is so powerful and empowering. How water when, where'd Claire go? Water when you're so thirsty can be empowering and feel the water that you're just so thirsty. Water. Waters of baptism, water that fills us. How do we prepare for the way of Jesus? How do we turn towards God in the waters of baptism, in our lives? How do we fulfill the promises that we have made? In many churches today, there are ones they will be renewing their baptismal promises. I say we do that every day, that we see water, feel water. We are reminded of our baptism and of the baptisms of those that we have encountered in our lives. Baptism, a time of grace and love. A time of naming, and a time that causes us to risk deeply. The waters of baptism cause us to risk. Risk our faith, risk our lives at times, because they help us to stand up to injustice, to stand up for what is right. How do you risk your baptism? Do you know to whom and to who you belong? Water. The waters of baptism. The water that encompasses us. My challenge to you this day, think about your risk, the risk of baptism, and how you risk that promise. How you stand up to show the world to whom you belong. Thanks be to God that we have that promise and that challenge. Amen.